This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Women march and rally in New York. It's not about charismatic leaders, but building charismatic movements.
Even freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
Freedom cannot rest.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
Until the killing of black men, black mothers, sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mothers, sons. We who believe in freedom cannot
Sweet Honey and the Rock are going to take us into our next segment, but not before we hear Stacey Ann Chen. You know, a social understanding of the real social conditions existing across race, gender, and class isn't just important because it fills an important gap and misreadings, but also because it gives us the knowledge that we need if we are to bring people and movements together and avoid repeating our divide and conquer history. And no matter what happens next with the Women's March, its impact has been undeniable, and its seeds rooted to build movement. So we do segue from rhythms of Sweet Honey in the Rock, We Who Believe in Freedom Cannot Rest, to the power of spoken word artist Stacey Ann Chen to let these women usher in some of the most powerful and energizing voices of sisters and struggle and for empowerment from the Women's March 2019 at Foley Square, where we shivered and hugged together on the road towards our self-determination and empowerment. The Women's March movement really was the birthplace of a resistance movement. Stacey Ann Chen, tell it like it is.
It must be in the water being force-fed to the police. They must also be feeding it to the prosecutor and the politicians, who obviously care nothing about the staccato of black bodies falling like leaves in Ferguson, in Cleveland, December in New York, and the world has lost its mind. Christmas trees being erected like dicks amidst the groundswell of Bill Cosby accusers coming out of the closet of secrecy, synchronizing with stories about frat boys growing up rapists. All this as the national justice system wraps up pretty colored presentations to grand juries who collectively refuse to indict murderers captured on video, set free by unpopular opinions that overwhelm the evidence available to anyone with a cellular phone. I am holding my own sorrow for my own little girl, born black, in a country in which her brown body does not matter to anyone with any power. Being woman and black is hard in this topsy-turvy world where men are created equal when they are white and heterosexual. I am watching these murderers on repeat, the helpless bile rising angry in my chest. I am not feeling forgiving today. It is time for these oppressors to turn their cheeks to the countless victims. These public killings are the modern day lynchings. These events amount to war against the poor. This is not a video game. Those murdered men and women are not dominoes. These dead children belonged to parents who now mourn them without closure, without a day in court. We are moving backwards through history. foolish as it might have been, we the people had swallowed the fallacy that trumpeted the end of a time when black mothers who lost children to white arrogance had no recourse. We believed our lives removed from that shameful time that supposedly ended with Emmett Till and Herbert Lee and Medgar Evers and Harriet Moore and Malcolm X. Back then there was no hypocrisy about the system being stacked against anyone with a smidgen of melanin staining the history of their skin. 50 years after the Black Civil Rights Movement, we are still not protected by the law. This is not what we voted for when we voted our first black president. This is not what our freedom fighters hoped for when they marched against segregation in Selma and Chicago and Birmingham and Montgomery. This is not the dream Dr. Martin Luther King died for in Memphis, Tennessee. 50 years later, race relations in America is cauldron, bubbling angry under the ugly swirl of black despair and a lack of white accountability, parading as a penal system in which 40% of those incarcerated come from a group which consists only 12% of the entire population. With numbers like that, what good does it do to comply with those in uniform? Shot at 12 for holding a toy gun. Strangled in an illegal chokehold for selling loose cigarettes. Arrested without cause for being too black or too loud or too much her own woman. These incidents filmed for the families to watch these murders played out on primetime TV. A system sworn to protect us owes us something when it fails. A system sworn to protect us owes us something when it fails. And when we deign to speak out against this system, we should speak in solidarity. Our sorrow must be one. Our rage must be one. With one voice, we have to call out the names of the dead, claim them as each our own. We must continue to say these names: Trayvon Martin, Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, Sean Bell, Yvette Smith, Sandra Bland could have been any one of us seated here this evening. Victims all silenced by state-sanctioned executions. We have to find the courage to rise up. Even though it's frightening, we have to find the courage to rise up for them, for ourselves, for our children's children. It is time to raise more than our eyebrows in protest. It is time to put your body where you say your politics lie. This is not a moment to invoke a sweet by and by. This is a moment for action. This is a moment for civil disobedience. If there is any humanity left in you, get up! Stand up! Join a protest! Pick up your pen, write, scream, wail, march, meet, gather. We have to strategize. It is time to raise more than the roof on these. It's time for America to come to terms with a permanent fact of our black bodies. No matter what you do to our flesh, no matter how long you wage war against our spirit, we as a culture, as a people, we remain a force of resistance to the proliferation of white supremacy. No matter where you come from, no matter how you got here, inside these brutal walls of these United States of America, white power must always meet fire when they meet us. Inside the walls of this United States of America, white power must always meet fire when they meet us. Get used to us, white people. Learn to live alongside us. Make a decision to do right by us. Do it willingly or unwillingly. We don't care. You, white liberals in the audience, you have to find the words to speak to these white racists. You have to convince them to get with the program, because our black asses are never, ever, ever going away.
We who believe in freedom will not rest. Stacey Ann Chen, who, along with Sweet Honey in the Rock, usher us into the rest of the incredible experience I had, not about charismatic leaders, but charismatic sisters, women moving forward, because the Women's March really was the birthplace of a resistance movement. Now to Foley Square and highlights of the warmth, the rigor, the movement building process for self-determination and empowerment.
Greetings! Solidarity! Power! Women! Girls! Femmes! All! My name is Ross Pachevsky. I'm from Jewish Voice for Peace. It's my great pleasure to introduce my dear friend and JVP sister, Esther Farmer. Esther defies conventional stereotypes and binaries. She is both Jewish and Palestinian. For some 30 years, she's been using theater as a tool for community development, even while she worked at the New York City Housing Authority. For us in JVP, Esther is an inspiration, a brilliant and charismatic leader who has taught us many skills for building radical social justice activism through relationships, care, and love. Her decades of activism in anti-racist and Puerto Rican solidarity movements and struggles are interwoven with her commitment to Palestinian liberation. And she's a real artist. Esther has brought to JVP's local and national work a dynamic theater storytelling project. Storytelling, stories, she's always telling us, tell your stories. And especially having an impact about Zionism, about Jews, about Palestinians. With her team, she's bringing the original theater piece, Wrestling with Zionism, to neighborhood audiences throughout New York and the whole metropolitan area. She's changing hearts and minds. Welcome, Esther Farmer.
Yes, I am a Palestinian Jew. I am so thrilled to say that I belong at this march. What we see today is the real power of solidarity. The powers that be will always try to divide us. But we are not having it this time. We as Jews and as Palestinians know from our history the importance of solidarity. And at Jewish Voice for Peace, our slogan is, we are Jews for justice, not just us. That's the spirit that we are embodying today. None of us here standing in the cold are here only for us. Because we know that, as Emma Lazarus said, none of us are free until all of us are free. And that means we need to show up for each other. Because from one colonial border to another, our oppressors are certainly colluding. The tear gas that the U.S. government uses to attack migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border is the same tear gas Israel uses against Palestinian protesters in Gaza. Showing up for each other is what real safety means. It means we will support immigrants under severe threat. It means we will not allow for any of us to be attacked and demonized. It means that we stand with women of color and support their leadership. And it means that as we build this movement, we embody that spirit of solidarity in our organizing, in how we work together, and even in how we talk to each other. That's the kind of culture that will make people want to be a part of this movement, and that's what this day is all about. Thank you.
I am here to introduce Margarita Vasquez. She is a member of Unite Here Local 100. And she works at Sky Chef, where the majority of workers are women. I'm so proud to introduce Margarita Vasquez.
Stop women! Stop women! Stop women! Stop women! Stop women! Stop women!
Mi nombre es Margarita Vasquez. Y soy miembro de Unite Here Local 100. Yo trabajo en Sky Chef en la industria de preparación de comidas para las aerolíneas en el aeropuerto JFK.
My name is Margarita Vasquez, and I'm a member of Unite Here Local 100. I work for Sky Chef in the airline catering industry for JFK Airport.
SkyChef es una de las compañías más grandes en los Estados Unidos de preparación de comida. SkyChef ganó miles de millones de ganancias este año pasado.
SkyChef is one of the largest airline catering companies in the United States. SkyChef made billions in profit last year.
El plan de seguro de salud de SkyChef cuesta $200 al mes para una sola familia. Demasiado caro para el sueldo que tan bajo ganamos en nuestro departamento. Dependemos de Medicaid, unos quedemos sin seguro. Ninguno tiene seguro médico.
Sky Chef health insurance plans cost almost $200 per month for a family. Too expensive for the low salary we earn. Many of us depend on Medicaid or go out insurance.
Nuestro trabajo es duro, especialmente considerando que la industria de preparación de comida para aerolíneas es predominante, compuesto de mujeres luchadoras. Trabajamos en lugares fríos de congelación. Operamos lavando platos industriales. Salimos a la calle en todas las condiciones climáticas. Nos enfermamos y lesionamos en el trabajo. Todo para asegurarnos que los pasajeros de SkyChef estén tiempo con sus vuelos.
Our work is hard, especially considering that the airline industry is predominantly composed of women. Women fighters. We work in freezing cold, operate in industrial dishwashers, and go out on tarmac in all weather conditions.
Nos sentimos orgullosos de nuestro arduo trabajo, pero estamos hartos. Queremos poder apoyar a nuestras familias con dignidad. Es hora que SkyChef nos muestre el respeto que merecemos. El 2019 es el año en que vamos a cambiar nuestra vida. ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Se viven las mujeres!
We take pride in our hard work, but we fed up. We want to be able to restore our families with dignity. It's time for SkyChef to show us the respect we deserve. 2019 is the year in which we are going to get to change our lives.
Yes, we can! I'm Shirley Alderol. I am Vice President of SEIU Local 32 BJ. Our people are suffering because Donald Trump wants to build a wall. Because Donald Trump wants to attack immigrants, people, hard-working people, communities of color, women. We want Donald Trump to end the shutdown now. If this goes on much longer, we are going to continue to go without programs that we all need in our union. 32BJ, hundreds and hundreds of workers are affected, whether they are cleaning offices or securing federal buildings. With me today is a very strong woman who protects the public, but has seen her life disrupted by the shutdown. Michelle Oviedo is a security officer who works for a contractor hired by the federal government. Trump and the Republicans forced Michelle to hustle to provide for her family. Michelle is a mother of three and is standing up strong, speaking out loudly, telling Trump, reopen our government, reopen it now. Michelle.
I am a woman, a single mother of three, and a sole breadwinner in my family. I come from a family of immigrants. I am friends with immigrants. My co-workers who are immigrants, my neighbors are immigrants. I work for the Smithsonian Museum, one of the hundreds of sites across the country that is terribly impacted by the government shutdown. My co-workers and I work for a government contract, and we expect to be paid wages when this government shutdown ends. We don't know when this craziness will end and when we will be able to pay off the bills and expenses that are piling up during the present shutdown. We are here today to reject hate and embrace love for women, for workers, for immigrants, and for our neighbors, and for our fellow human beings. We want to fight to make America a better nation for all of us. To do that, we need to build bridges to connect us, not a wall that divides us. Mr. Trump, Ms. McConnell, Republicans, end the shutdown now and reopen our government. This government shutdown is a double attack. It's an attack on the hardworking men and women like me and my co-workers who keep our government running every day. It is also an attack on immigrants like me, my family, friends, and neighbors, because you shut down the government to force Congress to give you money to build a wall to keep people like me out of the U.S. So I took it personally when the president shut down the government because he can't get money for a wall to keep my family, my friends, and my neighbors out of the country we call home. It's a symbol that we don't trust and don't want people from Mexico, Central America. No, we don't want their wall of hate, their wall of fear. This is hurting all Americans. These are agencies where services to the public are being affected, including public housing, farmers, nutritional programs for children and the elderly, hospitals, and health programs. End the shutdown. Reopen the government. 32BJ.
Woo! Put your hands together for the one and only Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Movement left
off. And we are here to carry the torch forward. Because when we talked about racial and economic justice, racial and social justice, we started to really extend those issues to the issues of economic justice, environmental justice, and the intersectionality and interconnectedness of all our fights. Justice is not a concept we read about in a book. Justice is about the water we drink. Justice is about the air we breathe. Justice is about how easy it is to vote. Justice is about how much ladies get paid. Justice is that we can stay with our children after we have them for a just amount of time, mothers, fathers, and all parents. Justice is about making sure that being polite is not the same thing as being quiet.
Been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash, and log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.